This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next time you're out and about at a playground or maybe a high school football game, take a good look at the grass, would you? If you and the kids are lucky, it's real. Increasingly, though, it's not. A lot of schools and parks are installing artificial turf because it's easier to maintain. Does not, however, mean it's safer, as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
When Carlos Torres takes his kids to the park, it's not a carefree excursion.
I can't enjoy going to the park. I can't enjoy going to the schools without looking at like a slide and wondering if there's too much pitch to it or if there's a head entrapment or anything like that.
Yikes. Torres isn't crazy. He used to be a playground safety inspector. Now he's an environmental health manager for the Los Angeles Unified School District.
Hi.
Sorry to disturb you.
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
I met Torres at an early education center in Lake Balboa. The kids are 2 to 4 years old. We pause to watch them sitting in rapt attention while the teacher reads them Chicken Little.
The sky is falling.
But what I came here to see is outside in a small fenced playground.
And we're taking a look at the artificial grass that's here that we have here for the kids to play on. And,
yeah. The original turf on this 5 by 15 foot patch was removed after lead was discovered in fake grass. The lead, it turns out, was used to make the grass greener. Exposure to lead can damage organs and the nervous system, especially in young children. The school district sued the synthetic turf manufacturers in 2008. They agreed to eliminate all lead from their products. But now there are other concerns about artificial turf. Before we get into that, though, you'll need to know a bit about the history of fake grass. In the 1950s, the Ford Foundation wanted to provide children with more outdoor play surfaces, so it partnered with the chemical company Monsanto. In 1964, they developed the first artificial turf field for a school in Rhode Island. They called it ChemGrass. 1 year later, ChemGrass was installed at the Houston Astrodome and renamed AstroTurf.
It was like playing on a rough carpet with very little resilience.
Rick Doyle is president of the Synthetic Turf Council. He says the first AstroTurf was just a thin layer of carpet, sometimes over cement. Athletes hated it. But engineers softened the surface by lengthening the blades of fake grass, or FRAS, another ill-fated product name. In 1997, the industry solved the cushioning problem, crumb rubber.
And between the fibers are recycled crumb rubber, which is recycled from used auto and truck tires.
This is the stuff that raised new questions about safety. Amy Steffen has 3 boys who play soccer and lacrosse on artificial turf in Great Falls, Virginia. When she first heard about the use of recycled tires, she started doing research.
It really disturbed me because I also had looked at what are actually in tires, and that I knew that there was data that showed that the tires yield a whole lot of toxic materials.
Steffen read that some landfills classify tires as toxic waste. She wanted to know how a material could be regulated as toxic and be used as a play surface for children. Other parents wanted to know, too. And here is where we get into dueling studies. Rick Doyle of the Synthetic Turf Council cites an EPA study that found crumb rubber safe. But public health toxicologist David Brown, with a nonprofit Environment and Human Health, says the EPA study tested only 4 fields.
It wasn't possible to generalize from that data to what a human exposure might be.
Brown did his own study in 2007, which tested 12 fields and found traces of harmful chemicals. But Brown says his study was also too small to be conclusive and recommended a moratorium on crumb rubber until further studies were done. A few cities have banned the use of recycled tires in playgrounds, but the future of artificial grass looks bright. As home construction picks up and school funding increases, industry revenue is expected to grow 12% a year over the next 4 years. I'm David Weinberg. For Marketplace.